This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. 12 pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong have been disqualified from running for election to the legislature. Hong Kong's government made the announcement Thursday, citing the new national security law imposed by Beijing and denying any infringement on civil rights. The move is expected to infuriate pro-democracy activists and supporters. It comes 1 month after Communist Party rulers in Beijing announced a national security law aimed at reining in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Critics say the move is aimed at curbing the ascendancy of a younger generation of Democrats after an overwhelming win in last year's lower-level district council elections. The U.S. economy contracted at its steepest rate since the Great Depression in the second quarter as the COVID-19 pandemic shattered spending. Now a recovery is under threat as new cases surge. Gross domestic product from the U.S. collapsed at a 32.9% annualized rate last quarter. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast GDP plunging at a 34.1% rate in the April-June quarter. Meanwhile, more than 1.4 million laid-off Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department, further evidence of the devastation of the coronavirus outbreak that has unleashed on the U.S. economy. The total number of COVID-19 cases around the world has now topped the 17 million mark, with 670,000 deaths. The United States is leading the world in both categories. You can read more about the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal officers will begin leaving the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon on Thursday. State Governor Kate Brown says this comes after an agreement between local and federal officials. The federal government said the deployment to Portland was necessary to restore order and faulted local leaders for allowing ongoing protests that they said endangered federal property. Brown was among the leaders who criticized the presence of the federal agents, saying Wednesday they acted as an occupying force and brought violence. The federal forces were sent to Oregon's largest city to protect a federal courthouse after weeks of demonstrations, some turning violent, sparked by the death of George Floyd in police custody in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. Over time, the protests escalated, with some demonstrators targeting the courthouse with rocks, fireworks, and laser pointers. Federal agents responded with tear gas, batons, and arrests. Countries across the world are experiencing a surge in new coronavirus cases. Like Australia, the southern state of Victoria posted 723 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths on Wednesday, a new one-day record for the hardest-hit state from the sudden spike of the disease. Melbourne, Victoria's state's capital city, is the epicenter of the state's current COVID-19 surge. State Premier David Andrews has blamed the uptick on residents continuing to go to work or generally in public despite developing symptoms. Japan has indicated that the current coronavirus situation in the country does not require a return of a state of emergency, according to a government's top spokesman. Asked about the record number of cases from a day earlier exceeding 1,000 for the first time, the chief cabinet secretary repeated that the current situation did not warrant a state of emergency, which would only restrict economic activity. Masked pilgrims have arrived at Mount Arafat for the most important day of the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Mount Arafat is a desert hill near Islam's holiest site where pilgrims will pray and repent. The global coronavirus pandemic has cast a shadow over every aspect of this year's pilgrimage, which last year drew 2.5 million Muslims from across the world. This year, a very limited number of pilgrims will be allowed to take part in the Hajj amid numerous restrictions to limit the potential spread of the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.